Dave Lewis loves video games.
I'm usually up to like 3 playing video games every night. I love video games. I've grown up playing video games since I was like 8 years old. I started playing on my dad's Mac, playing Bonkheads and Lode Runner. And all through high school and college, I've just loved playing games. I play games on my iPhone on the bus. I'm the president of the StarCraft Club here. I started one because there wasn't one already, and a bunch of my friends love playing StarCraft.
Lewis's love of gaming led him to pursue a master's at the U in Entertainment Arts and Engineering, a degree that will allow him to design video games, something he has started already and got to show off on Tuesday.
Right now we're working on Forever Hunted, which is a first-person game where you're in a maze running from a monster, and we're just having a bunch of people here to test it out.
Roger Altizer is the creative director of the Master Game Studio at the University of Utah, and says Utah is a hotbed for gaming.
Here at the University of Utah, we actually have the number 2 ranked undergraduate video game program and the number 6 ranked graduate program. So we get a lot of students who come here very interested in making games. Part of our jobs as educators is to show them that there's a much bigger world than the games that they've just played. So for example, we expose them to games for education, games in medicine, as well as analyzing and understanding the entertainment products that they love so much.
Kurt Coppersmith says he grew up as a Nintendo geek, but says since he has moved into the program, his goal is to advance technology in the classroom.
Being able to do educational games is really of an interest. Maybe at some point getting, instead of worksheets in school, you know, the kids come home with all these worksheets, maybe a tablet that they have on their desk that they can actually interact with, the teacher gets instant feedback from.
Salt Lake City is getting to be a big gaming town. Recently, game development companies like Electronic Arts and Disney Interactive Studios expanded their studios to Utah. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.